Hello, this is Carrie. You probably have heard the saying, don't sweat the small stuff. I know I've heard it and been given that advice many times in my life. The person telling you this is basically telling you not to care about something happening in your life. I think it's really bad advice. I'm sure some of you are saying right now, sure, Carrie, I've heard this one from everyone else, and you're the only one telling me this is wrong. And you're right. Give me a break. You know what? Call me a contrarian, but I really think I'm right on this. There are a couple reasons why I think the small stuff matters. First reason is attitude. If you approach little things in your life with the attitude that they are unimportant, that they're just not important to you, it's easy for that attitude to sneak into everything you do. It comes down to developing good habits. Having good habits in your approach to the small stuff are going to result in you approaching the larger things you're dealing with in the appropriate manner. If you don't do it with the small things, you're not going to get there with the big things. And that leads to my second point. Big things are made of small stuff. Small stuff usually builds into larger things. Whoever you are now, right, is a big thing. What you became in your life, think about the things that built to that. So many smaller things happen to build you into who you are today. If you neglected those, or you cut out some steps, or you didn't think through the small things that could have affected you, who knows where you would be at? If you don't do the small stuff, I believe it's impossible to succeed on the big things. You have to have practice. You have to have done it. It's not all of a sudden going to happen where, oh yeah, you know what? This happened. You know, especially since doing the smaller things are going to help you be effective at these larger things. They build to that effectiveness. I'll give you a simple, silly example of the importance of sweating the small stuff. A high school runner, I saw this, who improperly tied her shoelaces and ended up losing the state track meet because her shoe fell off. And she was winning. This actually happened. And I can guarantee that this runner is going to sweat the small stuff in the future. I felt so bad watching this. And I'm sure everyone did as they saw it. And I have so many personal instances where I either didn't sweat the small stuff and it came back to bite me, or I did sweat the small stuff and it resulted in a huge win for me. Think of that for yourself. I'm sure that's the case. Please don't get me wrong. I want to make sure you understand that I don't want you driving yourself nuts, crazy over the small stuff or the big stuff, because there is a danger in that. You shouldn't sweat too hard over any one thing, but find a way to care and manage about all the things that are in your power to influence. Don't blow off the small stuff. You should vary your degree of effort, though, based on the importance of the stuff. And sorry, I keep using stuff, but I guess it's easy. What's important in your degree of effort, that is to be determined using your judgment and your experience, and possibly talking to people you know. Just please maintain a good mental approach to the stuff in your life. This is Carrie Siegel asking you once again to not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you. Thank you.